You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This from Mark. Mark writes, and I just pulled it up. I was looking in between the break. He just wrote, "Kevin, I don't always agree with you, Kirk Cousins," in parentheses. "But you just said it. I have 30 people who report to me in my company, and compensation conversations are always the hardest. People do and say things that they will end up regretting, and sometimes they regret them right off the bat. But if they are valuable to the company, as you said, everything is fixable." Yes, everything is fixable. Terry hasn't gone beyond a point of no repair. I don't believe that. You know, his agent hasn't gone beyond a point of no repair. The team, I don't think, has gone beyond a point where, you know, they're so dug in and they're, this can get worked out. And when it does get worked out, you know, they can talk about, hey, you know, a lot of lessons learned during this process, but so glad to get it done, and I'm going to go out and perform. Or the team's going to say, we're so confident and we wanted him here all along. It doesn't have to be forever. It doesn't have to lead to like a really harsh and very final decision. You know, it doesn't. And sometimes that's hard when you're in the midst of it to realize that. That's where, you know, an agent needs to say, hey, you know what? We did our best. But this is the best, and you're not going to have this opportunity next year or the year after. So let's do it, and let's move on, and let's, you know, let's become the best version of Terry McLaurin that we can become. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The question is, what did you think seeing Terry McLaurin on the sideline during the game on Saturday? Isolated. Again, sometimes you're only picking up on one shot or, you know, one moment, but we had a caller, the very first caller, call in and say he had binoculars on Terry the entire game and that it was very much sort of an isolated situation. What did you think? What do you think he's thinking? Let's go to Anthony in D.C. Anthony, go ahead.
So, Kevin, let me run a non-apples-to-apples comparison scenario by you.
Okay.
So Kevin Sheehan has his podcast, and Kevin Sheehan is gaining traction, and over the course of years, he's doing well over on his own. He's making millions of dollars. So a podcasting platform takes notice. They want to buy Kevin's podcast. So you come to find out you're worth $400 million. They won't go above 200 million.
I love where you're going with this, Anthony. I love the hypothetical numbers you're using. So go ahead.
I'm just saying, I mean, Joe Rogan got $200 million. So I'm saying it's
I don't think my podcast or my radio show is Joe Rogan. But go ahead.
Well, so they won't go above 200 million. What are you doing?
If those are the real numbers, and somebody's offering me $200 million for my podcast. No, this is so horrible. Let me just tell you, Anthony, in all seriousness, I have had an offer to buy my podcast. I've had a couple of interesting conversations, but it's too long to get into the explanation. But look, if I believe very strongly that I'm worth X and somebody's offering me X minus, I'm going to negotiate it really hard and see where it lands. And then I'll deal with whatever that delta is and what, you know, whether or not it makes sense for me to not do the deal or do the deal.
In that scenario, the delta doesn't move. Keep in mind, you're already making millions on your own.
Yeah. Yeah, the numbers you used are bad, but I'll go with like, you know, a reasonable difference in which I would in that particular case. Keep in mind, I'm not an employee in the podcast scenario, so there's a certain level of control that I have. I have all the leverage in that. It's not a good apples to apples that you're using.
What do you want me to say?
If I were in Terry's shoes, if I were advising Terry based on what I know and what we can all observe from the outside looking in, even though Terry's not getting anywhere near what Terry believes he's worth, I think right now I would tell him to take the offer if the offer is for 27 to 28 million AAV with 50 million guaranteed. I think it would be irresponsible for me to tell him not to take it. Because I don't think it'll be there ever again.
I said it wasn't apples to apples.
Yeah, I know.
I said it wasn't. So sometimes in life, people take a certain stance on certain things based just on principle. And Terry may be one of those people. I don't know. But what I'm getting at is, if he is stuck in his belief that this is what he's worth, he may be willing to sit out. You never know. The MLB Players Association wouldn't be where they are without Kurt Flood. Jim Brown left the Cleveland Browns over.
I'm glad you said these aren't apples to apples.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, principle is the guiding factor. Jim Brown left money on the table because Art Modell.
Do you think that's what it is with Terry? Do you think principle's driving this? Like he's trying to make a point. What point is he making?
No, his personal principle. He could potentially be standing on his personal belief that this is what I'm worth, and I'm not paying for anything less.
Well, I'd tell him the principle is about to cost him probably $20 to $30 million. So if that's worth it, go for it.
But the difference is he's not broke.
No, he's not. That's a good point, Anthony.
He's not broke.
He signed a pretty good deal. But you know what? $20 to $30 million is still real money to him.
Of course it is.
Thanks, Anthony, as always, man. Mark Largo. Mark, go ahead.
Kevin, I think it's time for Josh Harris to get involved.
I don't.
And I'm going to tell you why I say this.
God, I hope that doesn't happen.
Just hear me out, Kevin. Hear me out. I think at this point, Adam Peters has pissed off a lot of people, and it's not just Terry and Bubba Buddy Baker. You know, all y'all sit up here and run y'all mouths.
Who else is he pissed off?
Cliff Kingsbury. And let me finish, Kevin. Everybody sat up here and ran their mouth about Cliff Kingsbury and what he said 10 days ago at his press conference. That he was directly talking about Terry. I think he was talking about Terry and Adam. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. Luke McCaffrey.
I don't, by the way. I disagree with you, but continue.
Luke McCaffrey on any other team would be cut right now. And it wouldn't be a conversation about it. I love Luke McCaffrey, but he is a third round failure. If we're sitting around here talking
what do you love about him then? If he's such a failure, why do you preface it with "I love him"?
Kevin, and you know it. Yeah, I love him too, but he can't get away from
anybody. I'm asking you, why do you say he's a complete failure, but you say I really love Luke McCaffrey? Seems like that's conflicting statements. Do you know him?
Second year, Kevin. No. Hear me out, Kevin. Hear me out. How has this camp been going? Why is Cliff Kingsbury upset? Why did Luke play on Saturday and Jalen Lane didn't?
What are we doing here? You do this all the time. Let's get back to Terry. Let's get back to Terry. So who else has Adam Peters pissed off?
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm talking about this. Okay?
See, you think he thinks Luke McCaffrey's the answer?
No, here's what, all right, let me finish, Kevin. Let me finish.
You just always kind of meander in so many different directions.
Are you going to let me talk?
Maybe. Kevin? I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I want you to answer first. Right. Who has Adam Peters pissed off other than Terry and Buddy Baker?
The coaching staff.
Okay. I disagree with you. Now you can continue.
It was evidently clear the first day of the press conference that Dan was sitting there pissed off and Adam was sitting there subdued. I think Cliff was sitting up there talking about the receiving core being as bad as it is, leading with Luke McCaffrey. Your third-round pick that you like. I think if it was up to Dan and Cliff, Luke wouldn't be on this team.
My third-round pick that I liked?
Now, this is why I say this ties in with Terry, okay? It ties in with Terry like this. If you're so stringent and so particular about Terry's deal and the money you're giving him, the future of our team is really on Luke McCaffrey and a third-round pick, which was your first third-round receiver pick for Jaden. And that's blowing up in your face. That's why I said Josh needs to get involved.
Look, you know, it's not a bad take. It's not a bad take. I just don't think you're right. I think what I heard from Cliff Kingsbury is it's time to get real about the offer that's been made. It's incredibly generous. We didn't have to make it. You got to get out on the field. I want you. I need you. Let's do it. Let's get this thing together.
Look at that backups. I mean, look, let me ask you this, man. If Luke McCaffrey makes the team and Ja'Cory Brooks is cut on Tuesday but brought back on the practice squad, or Tay Martin is cut, I mean, these are guys that have performed better in training camp.
In preseason games. Right.
Luke had 5 catches and he still couldn't get away from anybody. And I love Luke. But you gotta call a spade.
This is the part of the call that is the most entertaining. He stinks, but you love him. What do you love about him?
I didn't say he stinks.
If he's terrible.
I didn't say he stinks.
Oh.
I didn't say he stinks.
Can't get away from anybody. Would be cut by any other team in the league. What do you love about him?
You know this.
What do you love about him?
He has a great attitude about the game.
Oh, okay. Let's keep the guys that have great attitudes. Great. He's got great penmanship, too.
You know what else, Kevin? You know what else? Hold up. Maybe, you know what? You want my honest opinion? If he beats up about 25 to 30 pounds, I think he'd be a better tight end.
Then you'll really love him.
You want my honest opinion? I honestly think if he beats up about 25 to 30 pounds, I think he'd be a better tight end.
301-230-0980. If Luke McCaffrey beefs up 20 to 25 pounds, would he be a better tight end than a wide receiver prospect? Mark is going to take calls on his show coming up in the next hour. You're the best. You're the absolute best.
Love
Thanks,
you,
Mark. Let's go to Billy in Chantilly. Billy, what did you see on that sideline, Terry sort of isolated against Baltimore the other day?
I look like a miserable guy. I would just, Kevin, to start the call, I'd like to just acknowledge to the fans out there that without question, we now have the worst owner in the history of the league at the Dallas Cowboys. I watched the Cowboys Netflix this weekend.
So I've heard it's really good, is it?
It's fantastic. I love it. This is just to watch him suffer. Just the worst decision in the history of sports to fire Jimmy Johnson. That was it's good.
Hold on, real quickly, Billy. This from G from the shop. G from the shop sent me a DM the other day. He goes, "I hate the Cowboys, but this Dallas Cowboys, America's team on Netflix is effing awesome. Don't deprive yourself because you hate them." And then he signs off HTTR. I've heard everybody that's watched this thing says it is really well done. And that there's a lot of Redskins stuff in it from back in the early days of Jerry and Jimmy.
Some good Redskins stuff, a lot of bad stuff too.
Okay.
We were at the end of the great era, as you know.
Right.
And we started the great error, as you know. E-R-R-O-R.
I know how to spell it. Are you talking about the North
Dan
experiment?
Schneider.
Oh, Snyder.
Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
Yeah, the great error. Error. Yeah.
Look, okay,
I don't know how. Shout out to Kirk Cousins, because he's the greatest negotiator in the history of NFL. If we can't find a contract for Terry McLaurin, but somehow Kirk Cousins has made $1 billion in the NFL, the guy can't win a playoff game. And somehow
okay.
We got Terry sitting on the sidelines for 2 months. Football is a very emotional game, and it's like, oh, it's business. You got to separate the emotion. But the best part of Terry McLaurin is his emotionality, his dedication, his commitment to the Commanders that he's shown when the teams were terrible. And that part of him is working against him in the negotiation.
Maybe, but I think they're so far apart, Billy, that hasn't really had an opportunity to come in and defect it. Because I felt the same way what you just said. I was like, Terry's, professionalism may actually hurt him in these negotiations, because they believe whether they get a deal with him or not, he'll show up, he'll be a pro, and he'll play great this year on the final year of his deal. But
has
I don't
Terry
know.
Has Terry yelled, show me the money, to Buddy Baker? Has he yelled, show me the money, to Buddy Baker? Do we know that or not?
I don't know if Jerry Maguire is, getting a show me the money from Rod Tidwell yet or not. Was that the player's name?
This is the worst lose-lose negotiation in the history of football.
Well,
no question.
How would you?
Kevin,
how would you?
Shows about shows.
Tell
about
me.
This
forget Terry.
Now.
What
Can
would you recommend the team do to not be on the on their side of the lose-lose?
What I would do is I would try to figure out a way to get him a one-year deal that gets him enough money this year to come in here and play. That's what I would do.
How do you know he's not going
to
come in and play?
What's that?
Why would you think that he's not going to come in and play?
The stalemate is it's just a bad feeling.
Okay.
It's just an overall bad feeling, and it is emotional. The Commanders are emotional to me. I don't sit around and look at this spreadsheet and go, oh, they're good this week, they're bad this week, they're going to run for 100 yards. I love the emotionality of football. And
you know who the quarterback is,
Billy? I like to carry out there on football teams.
Billy, you know who the quarterback is?
Greatest in history.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't wait to see this guy this year. It's going to be unbelievable. The league is going to go insane. They're going to hate him. We're going to love him.
All right, see ya. I got to go. If you're on hold, we'll take some of these calls. You guys have lined up and you've been waiting, so stay there. One last segment, that's it, on what do you think about Terry's isolation look on the sideline during the Baltimore game. What'd you think of it, and what do you think he's thinking? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With regards to Luke McCaffrey, it seemed like it was an emphasis to get him the ball. Looking at his entire journey this year from OTAs to now, where have you kind of seen him grow the most, or where do you think he still needs to maybe take that next step?
Yeah. One, we've pushed him in two spots, which he's definitely capable of handling, both playing outside and inside. The things that I've seen improve for him, is the route, and the precision doing that, the footwork that goes with that. He's always been one hell of a competitor. He's got punt return background, kick return background for us. So we like all the things that Luke brings, but it's really the competitor that, kind of sets it apart, Ben, in that way. But I do like the versatility that he has outside to inside. I thought it won't show up all the way on the stat sheet, but, like, he's made an impact on the team side last week. I thought for him covering kicks, man, I felt it.
Dan Quinn not discussing Luke McCaffrey as a potential candidate to switch to tight end with an extra 15, 20, 25 pounds. Mark and Largo thinks that would be the move. We'll see if Luke McCaffrey makes the team. He was their third round pick last year, late third round, number 100 overall in the draft in 2024. Look, in all seriousness, I have been saying all summer that if the deal doesn't get done with Terry McLaurin, it matters, but he's going to have to be out there anyway. It would be insane for him not to be out there entering his age 30 season. No person in their right mind could say to him, yeah, the chances of you getting what you want if you hold out are pretty good, or if you end up holding out the season, Le'Veon Bell style, and get fined millions and millions of dollars and not get paid what you're supposed to get paid this year, the 16, 17 million and what's left on the deal, we'll get it back next year. No big deal. We'll make up for it with the next big contract. It's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. Am I excited about, the possibility of putting a rookie out there in a primary position with Jaden Daniels, potentially having, a Luke McCaffrey and a Noah Brown not completely healthy? Yeah, it's not a great spot right now. I recognize that. I do. I think Debo's primed for a big year, but I think the year would be bigger with Terry in the lineup. I think Terry's going to be in the lineup. This idea that, that Mark threw out, that Adam's pissing the coaching staff off, that they work very closely with one another, but Adam's responsibilities aren't to coach the players. His responsibility is to put together a first-rate roster responsibly. That's his responsibility. And by the way, over a long period of time, not just for 1 year, even though we recognize this to be a window, I think that organizationally, from my standpoint, I think they're all, kind of on the same page. Obviously, if you were the coach or the coordinator, you hope that Terry and the team, Terry and Adam, Terry and Terry's agent and Adam Peters get it together and they figure something out. But you cannot, you know, set a precedent by overpaying this guy by a lot. You know, I've heard some of you, you know, suggest just get it done. We're talking about a couple of million dollars. We're not talking about a couple of million dollars. You know, the difference between 33 and 27 and a half, which is the spot rack fair market value, is $5.5 million times, you know, call it 3 years. We're talking about $16.5 million. You know, and the guaranteed money that they want is probably about a $20 million difference. So there is, this isn't, you know, a couple of million bucks, just get it done. If it was just a couple of million bucks, get it done, it would be done. All right, what did you think watching Terry on Saturday in the Baltimore game kind of hang out on the sideline by himself? Bobby Wagner was over there talking to him. Again, I'm not suggesting that that was it for the entirety. You know, when you're watching it on television, it can be very misleading, but we did have a caller early on say that he had binoculars on it, and it was pretty much what it looked like on TV, that Terry was somewhat isolated. What was your take? What do you think he's thinking? Montana in D.C. Montana, go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my phone call, Kevin. I really appreciate it. I hope you're having a great summer so far.
You too.
Kevin, I always want to say this to you. Kevin, don't take this the wrong way. I'm half kidding when I say this. I think you're losing your fastball a little bit, man. So
okay.
Please don't talk about Al Michaels anymore losing his fastball, man, because you're losing his fastball. You're losing your fastball, too. So I think the whole Adam Peters standstill is he's being stubborn because he realizes that, according to him, not me, because I would love Terry McLaurin on the team. I would give Terry McLaurin what he wants, 70 guarantees what I would give him. But Adam Peters realizes to him, again, this is how Adam Peters, I believe, is thinking. He's thinking that he believes Deebo Samuels can do everything that Terry can do and more. I'm surprised you haven't, you know, thought
We have mentioned it. I mean, during some of those, you know, hanging, breaking balls, we've mentioned and talked about how it's very possible that Cliff thinks, look, with him or without him, we're going to be good on offense. I got Deebo. Deebo's going to be an unbelievable weapon. I love this kid, Jalen Lane. We've got a backfield that looks better. It's Jaden in year two. I'm with you on that. I think there is some belief.
I think it's Adam Peters, though. Adam.
Oh, I think organizationally they believe that. I think they know they'd be better with him, but I don't think they feel like they're going to suffer terribly without him.
Exactly. So I think, you know, your question, because I'm coachable, Terry McLaurin is basically thinking that Adam Peters' loyalty is with Deebo and not him. And I think that's the frustration that I believe Terry has. Because
okay. That hasn't been mentioned. You're right.
What are they going to do next year, Kevin? Are they going to change the team name to the Bengals? And what I'm referring to is, are they going to be stupid enough to pay two wide receivers? You know, big-time market money like they did in Cincinnati. Are they going to do that? So what are they going to do next year? Because, you know,
well, Terry's under contract this year, and they have the control over Terry next year with the franchise tag.
Right, but again, Debo's up next year, right?
That's true.
I mean, this is last year, right?
Maybe they'll extend Debo to a short-term deal at his age.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. I think, you know, like I was mentioning, I think, you know, Adam Peters believes that he has this, you know, strict stance right now because he can carry the way. If Terry leaves, he's cool with that. If Terry's there, he's there. And that's the stance. Because if Debo wasn't there, they would give Terry what he wanted. Obviously, because Debo was there, they're playing this hardball. That's disappointing.
I think organizationally, thanks for the call, Montana. I think organizationally, there is a belief that if for whatever reason, if Terry didn't play or if Terry wasn't Terry because he was really frustrated, hurt by the whole thing, that they're still going to be a very good offensive football team. Oh.
Sorry to interrupt, Kevin. We got some breaking news. I'm reading the tweet from Diana Rossini right now. The Commanders and Terry McLaurin have agreed to a 3-year extension worth over $96 million per sources from The Athletic's Diana Rossini.
All right, so we got to see the details of this deal. But 3 years, $96 million, I can do the math on that. That would be $32 million per year. Need to see the guaranteed, see how it is structured. But This could be a wonderful day for all Washington fans. Diana Russini reporting Washington has reached a three-year extension worth over $96 million with Terry McLaurin. Good for everybody. The 32 wouldn't be exactly DK Metcalf, but it would be just barely less than that. The team, if at $32 million, we got to see the details of this deal, obviously. At $32 million a year, the team came up. Terry came down a little bit. The team came up potentially a lot. All right, at $32 million. Got to see the details, always, of these sorts of deals. But guess what, boys and girls? Terry signed a contract extension, or they have agreed to a three-year contract extension. And this is the best thing for everybody involved. Diana Russini reporting it. We'll see how this reporting shakes out over the next hour and a half. There we go. Sources, we'll get Ben on hopefully sooner rather than later to see if he is confirming it as well. And I'm going
Schefter's got it too. It's everywhere. So it's going up right now.
Who had it first? Do we know?
So Schefter is the timestamp before Russini. So it's everyone's right. Very close. I believe maybe Jordan Schultz was probably the first one, is according
to the
chat.
Diana's got the money involved in her tweet. Adam Schefter does not. Adam's got Washington and Terry reached agreement today on a three-year contract extension that will end his holdout and get him in uniform for the regular season opener versus the Giants, per sources. Okay. Let's continue to look around here.
Jordan Schultz, 5 minutes ago, 11:32 a.m., with the all-pro wide receiver, agreed to three-year extension worth over $96 million. Multiple sources tell me deal is done.
Who do you have that with?
Jordan Schultz.
Is he the one that's gotten a lot of stuff right?
Yeah, he's the son of Starbucks founder or whatever, Howard Schultz.
Oh, right, Howard Schultz.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, he's been first on a lot of information with Terry McLaurin over these past couple months and weeks and stuff like that. So this, yeah, we're back. We did it. Adam Peters has done it again.
So we'll see the details of the deal. But look, part of this too is deadlines make deals. And I am really, really glad this is going to end.
We're done, Kevin.
Really glad this is going
to
end.
We don't have to talk about it anymore.
It gave us a lot of material. But man, I am glad this is going to end. Because they're going to be a really good team on offense this year. A really good team on offense. Let's keep the phone lines open now, all right? 301-230-0980. The question now moves from Terry's got a deal. Reaction. Everybody's reporting it on social media. Adam Schefter has it. Schefter, let's see if Schefter gets an update. Schefter now reporting three-year contract extension worth up to $96 million per his agents, Buddy Baker and Tony Bonagura. So we'll see the structure of the deal, but who cares at this point, right? Terry McLaurin in the fold, three-year extension. He is extended. He will be playing on an extended contract. I'm very glad this got worked out. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you're on hold for the other question, you can stay on hold, and we'll get your reaction to this. We'll take a break. I'm going to try to get see what Ben's schedule is and a couple of other people as well, and we'll come back and take calls or have a guest. So line it up on the phones. Reaction, Terry gets a three-year contract extension according to Adam Schefter. Let's go with Adam because he's usually got it pretty spot on. A deal worth up to $96 million. That would be up to $32 million per year. All right, phones are open. 301-230-0980. All of our conversation about this team during this time of the summer training camp is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico.
All right, baby, the breaking news is upon us. The wait is over. Terry McLaurin has signed a three-year extension worth up to $96 million to remain in Washington. We've finally done it. The nightmare is over. Terry McLaurin gassed up, ready to go for week one. And Tommy Fleetwood won his first ever PGA event after 164 career starts. No better time to do it than the championship. He finishes 2-under on the day and 18-under through 72 holes of action. And Cal Raleigh sets a new home run record for catchers, hitting his 48th and 49th home runs yesterday against the Athletics. The Nats, they lose their weekend series to the Philadelphia Phillies. Tough day for Jake Irvin as he only makes it through 2 1/3 innings to give up 6 hits and all 3 runs. A lights-out performance from Ranger Suarez, giving up only 3 hits, 2 from Jacob Young through 7 innings. And the Nats fall by a score of 3-2. They will make the trip up to the Big Apple to take on the New York Yankees tonight. Brad Lord on the mound versus Cam Schlittler. First pitch at 7:05. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:35 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's office throughout all the football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Do you still feel really good that you're going to get your guy?
Oh, 100%. I feel great.
Everyone feels optimistic that Terry's coming back. I saw him out on the field. Why do you feel so good about it?
I just know that it's all going to work out, that both sides are going to come to an agreement, and Terry's going to be back out here. We're going to be throwing some passes to him.
That was Jaden Daniels with Diana Russini, I think, the other day, last week when she was in town. Yes, so keep in mind, this is a three-year extension on top of this final year. So essentially what he is now 4 years for $120 million, the next 4 years of the deal. for 120, so more like 30 a year on average over the next 4 years. The extension itself worth $32 million per year, or up to $32 million a year. If you're just joining us, the news is broken in the last 12 minutes. Adam Schefter, and I was just texting with Adam during the break, he's doing a podcast right now, so he can't jump on. Maybe before the end of the show, we'll see. Ben's going to jump on with us at noon. So they're all, you know, hustling to find out as much as they can about this deal. Important to know, Kevin, 120, 4 years, some incentives in the deal. We'll see what it looks like.
From the desk of J.P. Finley, a $30 million signing bonus for Terry per Tom Pelissero. So,
yeah, the guaranteed number. Now, that signing bonus, the guaranteed number will be the important number here.
Mm-hmm.
$30 million signing bonus is not necessarily the guaranteed money in the deal. So we'll see what that looks like. All right. Ben at 12 will keep you posted with all of the breaking news. Yeah, Pelissero, Terry McLaurin's extension includes a $30 million signing bonus per source. A significant raise who, with upside, can earn over $96 million in new money. Okay. There we go. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Ryland's been on hold for a while. Ryland, go ahead.
Well, Kev, wow. Well, this has been a great Monday.
This is really, really excellent news. I mean, the idea that he was going to come in here and play as a very hurt and emotionally distraught player was something we were going to have to really consider this time next week if the deal hadn't been done and the team had essentially said, yeah, that was it. That was your opportunity. But I always felt like the common sense was a deal would eventually get done, and we talked about it at the very beginning of the show. But I think I hope that this is a deal that Terry is happy with. And more importantly, even if they're not thrilled with it, I hope it's a deal that makes it look good for him.
I completely agree there. I think everybody has to be happy with this kind of a number, although it seems a little bit high for a 30-year-old. I think at the same time, having a happy kind of team-first, culture-driven Terry in the building now makes it worth that. And I'm, like you said, I'm happy for AP and the team as well. I'm almost at a loss for words. I'm so excited. I think this is a great day for the team. I think it's a great day for Jaden Daniels. I think it's a great day for all these fans, and just happy day for everybody in D.C. And just before I hop off here, Kev, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that you damn sure still have that Randy Johnson crispy fastball, buddy. There's nothing better than a morning lift to you, buddy.
I like the expectation bar to be really low.
Well, you set it high for everybody, buddy. You knock that bar off the brink every time, so you're the man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryland. You're sweet.
See you in the Super Bowl, Kev.
See ya. Let's go to Mike in Virginia. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
sure, Mike.
I mean, I was not prepared. I was going to say, man, he seemed awful disgruntled, you know, and it's hard to have a guy come in disgruntled and perform, you know, the way you want, but I guess I was wrong. Sounds like they got a deal done. Sounds like it's probably some incentives in there. And, hey, look, man, the league had 24 receivers last year that had 1,000 yards. I mean, a lot of people think he's a middle-of-the-road guy, but
But just not, you know, elite. You know, somewhere between 10 and 14, somewhere in there.
But you just don't find those guys. I mean, everybody, you know, most people that didn't want to sign them, you know, it's like, hey, we can just replace them. And I get it. You got an elite QB. They can uplift everybody. But, and then just off, you know, not about Terry, but with Luke McCaffrey, everybody hates that guy. You know, that guy plays special teams, man, and that says a lot about him, too. So, I hope they keep him around because, you know, a lot of guys aren't willing to do that. I get it, you're a third-round guy. You don't want to just stick him as a special teamer, but I never understood the hate on that guy, but I don't know. But that, yeah.
Who did you say? I'm sorry. Who did you just say? You don't understand the hate on who?
McCaffrey.
Oh. He's been here. He's been here a year. I mean, it's just like we've said many times about drafts. You got to give it time. We'll see. If they think there's nothing there, I don't think they'd hesitate, honestly, in getting rid of him if they thought there was absolutely nothing there and that they made a mistake. You know, we're not talking about a first rounder or a second rounder. We're talking at the very end of the third round. It happens in the NFL. Right. Usually they get a little bit more benefit of the doubt than day three guys, but yeah.
He's a special teamer, so I think that there's value in that.
Right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Paulie. I want to get Paulie on here and see what he thinks. Paulie, go.
L to the W, man. Big guy, what's up?
Big time today. Good That's day. Big.
It's a good day, man. And you wanted him to settle for 27. That's my thing, bro. Why take all summer to get to this number, man?
What'd you say?
Honestly, I said, why did it had to take all summer to get to this number? You know, because before
the deal looks like. We'll see what the deal looks like. It's up to $96 million and $30 million in a bonus. We'll see what the guarantees are. The guaranteed money is going to be a big part of this. Let's see what he got guaranteed money.
That doesn't matter.
Well, everything.
You know what? It does, you're right. It does matter because we're all thinking on the concept of the annual average. We don't really know what the actual – that's what I really want to know. What was the actual hang-up? Was it the annual average or was it the guaranteed money? You know what I mean?
It could have been the years also.
Right. But what I was going to say, or to the original question was, I was going to say that he might have been taking his last look at that stadium and thinking like, man, this don't get done. I'm going to have to go. That's what I was going to say. I mean, honestly, man, he might have been just, you know, in emotion, like, man, you know what? I mean, because from day one, I took Terry seriously, especially when it came with the trade request and all that. You get to a certain point in your life, you know, and this is his last big deal. Like, and I always said, if he wasn't going to get it here, he was going to get it somewhere else. And at this point, I thought he felt the disrespect was so bad that he might have took a lesser deal somewhere else. But that's all a water under the bridge now. We got our guy on the phone. Let's start this season, baby. Let's start. I'm ready. I got a B4. I got a B4 shot of Terry. Let's go. Hell to the W, man.
You got a B4 shot or a B12 shot?
B12, B4, whatever it is. I just asked you what it was. You didn't answer me. B12. Let's go, man. I'm ready to roll, man. Hell to the W, man. I ain't got nothing else to say, man. But like I said, I just wonder what was the actual holdup. We'll probably never know, but
I have a feeling it's going to be the years. I think getting that extra year and stretching it out. But the guaranteed money is a big deal, too, just for cash outlay. We'll see.
But you got to look at like
We'll get the details soon enough because they have to be reported to the league, and we'll get the details of this contract probably within a day or two, I'm assuming.
Once the team announces the deal officially,
yeah. Because it's got to be reported to the league. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. So with the numbers we have right now, next year and the next 2 years, you got to say – this contract is going to be a deal and a steal, right?
Well, that's the thing with contracts, right? Because today's overpayment looks like tomorrow's bargain and usually turns out to be that way. But, yeah, I mean, look, if he's under contract now for 4 more seasons, the contract extension's 3 years, all right, so he's going to get paid $30 million a year for the next 4 seasons. He's locked up. I would guarantee you that age 33 season is an easy out season for Washington. You know, in terms of cap, I would guess that because of the Jaden deal coming in 2 years, you're going to see a lot of the cap stuff hit next year. You know, maybe even, you know, some of it this year and certainly some of it next year, a big part of it, but not that final year.
But age 33 season at 30 mil, that's a deal. That's a deal and a steal. You know what I mean? My whole point is, And if that's the case, why the hell did it take this long, man? Like, we're not even talking DK money.
The cash and the guarantee could be why it took so long. So let's wait to see that. Those are important pieces of this deal.
It's right where everybody said he needed to be. This is what we said from the beginning. Now, as it went on, people try to come down to 27, 28, a la Kevin Sheehan. But for the most part, when we first started this conversation, 30 was the number. Am I right?
Yeah, 28 to 30. I thought 30 would be the highest the team would go. And to me, that would be paying for not only the player, but what he means to the team moving forward. But, yeah, 28 to 30 was always the range for me that seemed right, 30 being on the high end for sure. But we got to see guaranteed, okay, and then we got to see what the cash is, meaning how quickly can the team get out of this without a big part of what they might owe in year three or year four.
Why are you worrying about the team getting out of it, man? What have Terry not come through? See, it's okay to be wrong.
You're asking me to be worried. You're suggesting I'm worried about it. No, I'm interested in it. I'm not worried about it. I'm interested in it. I'm curious as to what this deal really is. I think in these early moments of a deal being announced that we'll find out the detail and see what it really looks like. But I'm thrilled. What are you talking about? I'm thrilled. Hey, this is what I wanted along for him to get a long-term deal.
To me, it really looked like Terry got what he wanted, and I appreciate you for that, Terry. Stand your ground, and everybody else that was trashing him, and he's not that good, and we wasn't going to be okay. We can't lean on people.
Nobody ever said he's not good.
Man, he's been getting trashed for the past week and a half.
Yeah. You know what? No doubt. But nobody, you do this all the time with your straw man stuff. Everybody says he's not very good. No, that's not what people say. What people have said is he's not in the top four in the league. You know, that he shouldn't, that's not where the contract should be.
And that's not where the contract is at.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right.
All right.
Hail to the W.
Good day to you. It is a good day. Bob, Chad, really Lap, G, Alex, Sabah, you're going to have to either stay on hold. Ben's going to join us next. We'll talk to Ben about this deal. If you're just joining us, really good news. Terry McLaurin, according to now everybody, has signed a 3-year contract extension worth up to $96 million. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, when we are talking Washington during this time of year, it's all brought to you nationally by GEICO. Switch and save. Get more with GEICO.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.